Successful businesses have to change with the times. Or do they? In some ways, this store is doing the same thing predecessors of 200 years ago accomplished at nearly the same spot. Yes, some things have changed, but some remain the same. And I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
When Mike Peterson and his wife began what is today the Dakota Emporium Trading Post, the selection of items, in some cases, was much different.
When Sue and I opened the store in the mall in Pierre, we had two little boxes about the size of shoe boxes with beads because people were looking for beads. Well, today I have probably, I'm guessing, 5 ton of beads on hand.
Mike's store sells many of the raw materials that go into the traditional handiwork created by many Native Americans in the region.
We sell rawhide for drum making and parflesh making. We sell all kinds of leather, deer, buffalo, elk leather for making anything from a medicine bag to a shirt or a dress or whatever you want.
Mike says his store is a bit like the trading that took place here in the early 1800s. In fact, he's looked at some of those early trading lists from here at Fort Pierre.
The two most popular items I seen on their deal were beads and blankets. And today, my two most popular items are beads and blankets, and 200 years later.
95% of his customers are Native Americans, some who will drive over 200 miles to shop. The store here in Fort Pierre is quite interesting, as you can see the raw materials and the finished products all in one place. It's been a career that Mike cherishes.
You learn by living, you know, and it's been very educational, and I really enjoy the people that I deal with. They're really nice people.
It's a place carrying on some of the merchandising of two centuries ago, although Mike smiles and says he gets the luxury of having heat and air conditioning. Traveling the countryside in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.